Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE Argentina to the World in English. This is the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio, broadcasting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on RAE.com.ar. My name is Fernando Farias, and as I've been doing for the past 2 months, a little more than 2 months, I've been recording and producing these shows from my home studio here in the neighborhood of Montserrat in central Buenos Aires. As well, we haven't been going to the central studios of RAE on Maipú 555 because of the lockdown to prevent a further spread of the coronavirus outbreak. And that is why this is, for the time being, a weekly program rather than a Monday to Friday program, as we have always been doing. Remember that you can download our programs from our website, riot.com.ar. They are available on demand, and they are also transmitted, as I said before, via WRMI, Miami Radio International. On the website, you can also find a standalone podcast about several topics such as history, gastronomy, social affairs, and other topics that are produced by RAE staff in 8 languages. And don't forget, of course, to visit our brand new YouTube channel with audiovisual content produced by RAE in 8 languages. I just wanted to say hi to a longtime listener of RAE, Royce Crampton in Illinois, the US, who's been a follower of RAE for many years. I actually met him when he came to Buenos Aires a few years back, and he sent a message, not to me, but to my colleague, my former colleague, Miriam Turcula, who I talked to in last week's program. And, well, Royce contacted her to say how thrilled he was to be able to listen to her voice again. Thank you, Royce, for being there. Thank you for listening to our show. And I haven't forgotten about your comments regarding my latest YouTube video on RAE's YouTube channel, in which I, well, recommend a series of Argentine books. I'm going to be adding the info that you requested on the comments part of the YouTube video. Thank you for that, eh? Okay, regarding today's program, we're going to have an interview with two Argentine scientists, two Argentine immunologists who are based in the US, in US universities. One is in the East Coast and the other is in the West Coast, Yale and San Diego University, respectively. These Argentine immunologists have started an initiative. It's a series of seminars that are broadcast for free, high quality content with top-notch guests that is followed by scientists around the world and is generating a lot of repercussions, and is broadcast weekly on Zoom, and then the talks are made available on YouTube, the Global Immunotalks. Carla Rothlin and Elena Zuniga, they are Argentine scientists in the US who started this, and we're going to be talking to them about this initiative. Remember, if you want to get in touch with us, send us an email to qslrae@gmail.com. I repeat, qslrae@gmail.com. That's where you have to send the messages that you want to send, and also the reception reports that are usually sent by shortwave listeners. We reply those reports with digital QSL cards. Okay, let's get started now with the news. And here's a weekly review of the most important headlines this week in Argentina. Number of COVID-19 cases and deaths continues to rise. Cases are now over 1,000 daily, mainly in the Buenos Aires metropolitan area, where a third of Argentina's population lives. The capital's authorities assure that this surge is related to an increase in testing capacity and is ruling out backtracking with relaxation measures like authorizing clothing shops to operate or outdoor running. In that context, the nation's cabinet chief, Santiago Cafiero, sparked a political clash when he said the pandemic would have been a tragedy if managed by the administration of former President Mauricio Macri. The government announced the intervention of large grain exporting company to protect jobs and secure food sovereignty. Vicentin, based in the north of Santa Fe province, was facing severe financial problems and dragged a heavy debt with several banks, mainly the state-run Banco Nación. Following criticism of the move by farmers' groups and the opposition and some citizens' protests, President Alberto Fernández met with the firm's leadership, and the media is saying today options to a nationalization are being considered. The Senate passed a tenants' bill. The new norm's main feature is extending the minimum length of a contract from 2 to 3 years. Sources say it is overall beneficial for those paying rent, but it may discourage owners from offering their property. Lionel Messi said he was saddened by the postponement of the Copa America. The Barcelona striker and Argentina's national team captain spoke about the continental competition that was going to start this Friday, hosted jointly by Colombia and Argentina, but was rescheduled for June 2021 because of the coronavirus outbreak. These were the main news stories this week in Argentina by RAE Argentina to the World. Okay, folks, continuing with our regular English language program here on RAE Argentina to the World, we're going to be talking to two Argentine scientists in the United States, Carla Roughlin, who's in Yale, and Elina Zúñiga, who's in San Diego. They started a cycle called Global Immunotox that is having repercussions around the world with followers all over the world, including, of course, their home country of Argentina. It's a great initiative, and it's been initiated by two fellow Argentines. Hello, Carla.
Hello, Fernando.
Thank you for this. Hello, Elina.
Hello, Fernando. Thank you so much.
It's a great pleasure and great honor for me to have you on RAE's English language program. And I'd like to ask you first, a little bit of bio, a little bit of your story. I mean, how, where you come from, where you studied here in Argentina, when you moved to the US, just a little bio. Carla?
Well, I was born, raised, and educated in Argentina. I'm from Buenos Aires. I studied at the University of Buenos Aires, where I got a degree in biochemistry and pharmacy. And I was super fortunate to do my PhD with Belén Elgoyen, who is a professor at the University of Buenos Aires and a scientist at CONICET. And okay, back in 2002, I came to the US to do my postdoctoral training in San Diego at the Salk Institute. That's where I met Elina, and we became very good friends. And I've been a professor at Yale now for about a decade.
Okay, that's good. Elina, you're next.
Yeah, so I was born in a small town. Now it's a bigger city. It's Rio Segundo in Cordoba. And I did my elementary school in this small town and my high school in the city of Cordoba. And then I went to the National University of Cordoba to get my degree, my bachelor degree in biochemistry. And then I stayed for doctoral training at the National University of Cordoba with an amazing group of immunologists and an incredible mentor, Dr. Adriana Gruppi. And there in 2002, I moved to the States, to La Jolla, California, to the Scripps Research Institute, where I performed my postdoctoral training in antiviral immunity with Dr. Michael Olstone, a very renowned virologist. So I was there for 5 years, and then I moved not too far, just a few blocks, to the University of California, San Diego, where I have established my independent laboratory in 2007, and there is where I currently am located.
Good. Well, let's talk now about this cycle that you started on YouTube. It's a YouTube program called Global Immunotalks.
So during the lockdown due to the COVID-19 pandemic, as you know, this forced us all into almost exclusively virtual communications. And so while this had many, many limitations for all, we also had the realization that we could be as connected and virtually close to our colleagues around the world as we were to our neighbors next door, right? Virtually, we were as close to colleagues around the world and the neighbors next door. So at that time, inspired by a virtual seminar on host physiology, which was brought to my attention by Lara Labarta Bajo, who is a graduate student in my laboratory, it was a perfect timing for launching a virtual seminar series in immunology. And so while nurturing that idea, I reflected that having a partner to work with as a team would make the initiative significantly better. As always, this working with a team is much better and definitely more fun. So I called Carla and I proposed her the idea and to initiate a virtual seminar series in immunology together. And she immediately thought it was a phenomenal idea.
Okay, I'd like to ask you, Carla, now about the about some of these principles that are laid out at the beginning of the talks, like being, you emphasize that they are collaborative and it's about sharing knowledge around the world, opening up these centers of knowledge such as university and sharing knowledge around the world. It's got like an equality element that I really liked in that intro that I saw on the Global Immunotalks. And also, there is an environment-friendly aspect. Could you elaborate on that, please?
Thank you so much for asking about that, because that is truly the centerpiece of what we're doing. Really, the main goal is to inspire immunologists across the world. And we think that a key aspect of that is to make scientific knowledge more accessible to all. So that is the main goal of this Global Immunotalks. And I think, you know, we realized about this because both Elena and myself and many of our colleagues here have been very fortunate to learn about the scientific discoveries from people that made the discoveries themselves. And, you know, when you have that opportunity, it's quite remarkable. But it's also a unique opportunity that only very few can access to. And things have changed, as Elena was saying, you know, as a consequence of the pandemic, but also because of the modern world that we live in, we can use modern communications and that can help bridge the distance between us. You don't have to be in a university at the US or in another place to listen to these talks anymore. And so with that in mind, we created this seminar series that, as you were saying, Fernando, the key thing is that it's accessible to all, that is for free. You can watch it via Zoom or later on in YouTube. If you missed something, you can replay it and learn again. about immunology. And as you said, you don't need to travel. And, you know, travel, of course, is not very environmentally friendly, but also is expensive. And many of us might not have the means. So we think that in this way, we can make immunology more accessible to all our colleagues around the world.
And what's the feedback you are getting? Because how many episodes have you uploaded already?
So now they must be like 8.
Okay, so you just started with this, and what's the feedback? What's the response you've been having from people, from scientists around the world, from viewers?
Yeah, so we have been lucky to have thousands of colleagues joining live and listening to the talks in YouTube. And so the reception has been amazing, and the feedback is extremely positive. We had many colleagues we know, but also many colleagues we have never met that reached to us and thanked us in different ways for the Global Immuno Talks. And many Argentinian colleagues, among others, expressed how the Global Immuno Talks allowed them to have an unprecedented access to really top-tier seminars in immunology that they would not otherwise be able to have access to. And so this has been really rewarding to listen to this positive feedback. Other people identify with the goals that Carla just mentioned to set these talks to be egalitarian, inclusive, environmentally friendly. And so they express their enthusiasm and support specifically about the goals. And maybe more interesting for this audience, I remember very well a comment from an Argentinian female colleague, a dear friend too, Dr. Eva Costa, that she expressed how thankful she was that the talks were recorded so she could watch them when she had a break from the child caring she had to do during the lockdown. And that made us really, really happy because it validated one of our missions and the goals we wanted to accomplish with the talks, to make them accessible for all, including for parents, right, that can have family obligations that may conflict with the live talks.
What about you just mentioned before that basically you having as guests some people who I assume are kind of big names in global immunology and global science. What has been the response of the guests? I mean, you when you approach them, they are very open from the start, but why don't you tell me about the logistics, how the talks are organized week after week?
Sure, thanks for asking. I have to admit that when we started to discuss with Elena, we were thinking, okay, will we have, you know, the ability to invite our colleagues and have them say yes, you know, right away to this commitment? And I have to admit that the answer that we have received from our colleagues, from these thought leaders, you know, highly recognized immunologists, has been extremely positive. As soon as we contacted them, we immediately were able to fill many, many of these dates, you know, for the talks. And we are organizing this until the end of the year for sure. And given the high enthusiasm from the speakers and from our audience, we are even considering to continue doing this in the future.
What about the universities you work in? Are they involved in the talks, or this is more of a personal project on the side of your work with the universities?
Right. No, thanks for asking that. So, well, you know, we started this as a personal project, but we would not be able to do this if we wouldn't be, you know, professors at UCSD and at Yale. I mean, our home institutions provide an outstanding scientific environment, and who we are is because of where we are. So this is, you know, a personal project, but really supported by our home institutions.
Well, I've got a final question for both of you. You come from Argentina, even though you've been away from our country for practically two decades. What's your view of Argentine science in your field, in immunology? I mean, are we where are we standing right now from your point of view?
Maybe I can answer that one. So I, as you said, I've been training immunology in Argentina during my doctoral education. And so I can attest on the tremendous talent and intellectual capacity on many Argentinian scientists and immunologists in particular, many of whom have trained in top laboratories abroad and have decided to come back to establish their own laboratories in Argentina. And this is reflected by clear examples of Argentinian immunologists who made important scientific contributions and gained international recognition. A clear example is Dr. Gabriel Rabinovich, right? That he's a member of the American National Academy of Sciences. And by the way, he will be a speaker at the Global Immunotalks as well later this year. So again, many examples of Argentinian immunologists that have really reached international recognition. And also it should be mentioned that unfortunately, in other cases, because of the limited infrastructure or the low funding, there is an impaired translation from the very rich human resources that Argentina has in terms of scientists into the quality of the scientific contributions. And so this is we are advocates for increasing funding for science in Argentina.
Carla, do you have something to add?
Yes, thanks for the opportunity to comment on this. I was not trained as an immunologist in Argentina. I was trained in pharmacology. But similar to what Elena has expressed, we have tremendous talent in Argentina. And that talent is developed because of education in Argentina. Elena and I, we received our whole education for free in Argentina. And I truly hope we can keep on seeing that education keeps on being strong and receives the support that is needed, because I think, you know, our country can significantly contribute to the advancement of science, given, you know, the excellent education and the talent.
Great. Well, finally, I'm going to ask you if you could share some contact details about the Global Immunotalks, like social media, what's the exact name on YouTube, or, well, ways for people, for listeners to learn more about this.
Yeah, there are different ways in which people can contact or be in contact with Global Immunotalks. Maybe the main one is via Twitter. We have an account named Global Immunotalks. The handle is Global Immuno. And actually, this is the account where we announced the different talks every week, and also where we do the question and answer after the talks, and so the virtual discussion with the speakers. And also, we have a YouTube channel also named Global Immunotalks. And so a few hours after the live talk, we upload the recorded videos in this YouTube channel. And finally, we have a website. In the website, there are also the talk titles and the links to the recorded videos.
Excellent. That's fantastic. Well, thank you very much for this contact for RAE Argentina to the World. Congratulations on your initiative. I am not a scientist, but I am a communicator, and what you're doing is communicating science in an egalitarian way all over the world. And I also feel pride for you being Argentine and in having started this. Thank you very much, Carla Rothlin and Elina Zúñiga.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Fernando.
On our website, you can find the details, links to the Global Immunotalks, social media, and stuff. RAE.com.ar. Check it out. Let's listen to a little bit of Astor Piazzolla, part of his series of on Buenos Aires seasons. He wrote four pieces called the Buenos Aires seasons: Otoño, Verano, Invierno y Primavera. Autumn, spring, winter, and summer, since we are approaching the end of autumn here in the southern hemisphere. Let's play Otoño. Buenos Aires, autumn. This Otoño Porteño, Buenos Aires, Autumn Piece by Astor Piazzolla. We are coming to the end of this week's edition of RAE Argentina to the World in English. Remember that you can listen to our program not only via WRMI, Miami Radio International, broadcast weekly on the shortwaves, but also as a podcast that you can check out on rae.com.ar. I'm Fernando Farias. Thank you very much for listening. Have a good week. See you next time. Ciao.